Representatives from more than a dozen British Columbia mosques and Islamic associations have sent a letter to Premier David Eby calling for the Minister of Postsecondary Education to be removed from her role. They say no NDP MLA or candidate for the next election is welcome in their sacred spaces until the Premier takes action against Selena Robinson. She has been facing heavy criticism and calls to resign since last week when she remarked in an online panel discussion hosted by B'nai B'rith Canada that Israel was founded on a crappy piece of land. Her critics have included some NDP members of parliament and Yukon NDP leader Kate White. Robinson has since apologized in a social media post, saying her comments were disrespectful, and she had been referring to the land having limited natural resources. Eby has said that Robinson's comments were wrong and hurtful and increased division in the province, but has not directly responded to questions regarding whether he considered firing her. The letter from Muslim groups, dated Friday, says neither Robinson's apology nor Eby's response address the serious harm done to members of the community and argues Robinson has shown blatant bigotry that's tarnished the reputation of the province and the NDP. Ultimately, what it comes down to is, does the BCNDP condone these attitudes toward any equity-deserving group, let alone Palestinian Arab and Muslim communities that are already at greater risk of harm, the representatives say in the letter. Mosque representatives that have signed onto the letter range hail from White Rock to Vernon and include a trustee of BC's oldest mosque, Vancouver's Al-Masjid Al-Jamia Mosque. The Islamic organization which oversees Victoria's largest mosque has yet to publicly comment on the issue. The largest Sunni places of worship on Vancouver Island, including Victoria's Masjid Al-Ayman and the Islamic Center of Nanaimo, are part of the BC Muslim Association, which calls itself the largest Muslim organization in the province. Spokesperson Muhammad Imtiaz Asan said the BC Muslim Association did not sign onto the letter and will instead be issuing a separate letter to the Premier. That letter is expected to be made public within a day, he said on Sunday. Haroon Khan, a director with Vancouver's Al-Masjid Al-Jamia Mosque, was one of 18 people to sign the letter and said Robinson's comments were painful to hear. We're told this is a crappy little place, that didn't really mean much of anything. It means everything, to so many people. And the sacrifice and loss that's been happening every day is on our minds, he said. And her comments were deeply insulting, disturbing and very upsetting, and really unhelpful. Video of the discussion streamed on YouTube also shows Robinson lamenting a lack of knowledge about the origins of modern Israel, saying the land on which it was founded had nothing on it, before adding that there were several hundred thousand people. Khan said it should be left up to voters to decide if Robinson remains an MLA, but that she should not be a minister representing the province. He said the community is open to meeting with politicians but is no longer willing to be part of what he considers platitudes. We're not interested in any photo ops. We're not interested in allowing politicians to check a box saying that they've met with our communities, he said. With files from Michael John Lowe, Times columnist. ... To comment on this article, write a letter to the editor, letters@timescolonist.com.